Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James here with you, and we are joined right now by our good friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning, you guys.
How's it going over there?
Going pretty well. How are things there?
Good, good.
Good.
Enjoying this weather for so far. It's not enjoying is a little bit of a stretch, but it's not so bad so right now. What is it looking like for the weekend, Paul?
Yeah, still a quiet trend here for us the next several days, and still a good, pretty mild weather for early January standards to continue as well. Still looking at some highs in the mid-20s today. Cloud cover into the day, and maybe some breaks of sun in some areas later on this afternoon heading in. Otherwise, light winds into tonight, partly cloudy, 6 above. Maybe some fog late and into Saturday morning. Otherwise, breaks of sun Saturday, 28. 11 Saturday night with a partly sunny sky developing Sunday. Still up to about 30. 15 Sunday night, some mid-30s Monday with partial sun, some clouds. Still around 30 Tuesday into Wednesday, maybe a snow shower chance by Thursday. But all in all, pretty quiet first half of January.
Sounds nice.
Yeah, not bad at all.
This feels like how it was last year, too, around this time. I don't know if it's the new norm or not, but it does seem like a very familiar.
It does. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Paul, wish you a great weekend. We're looking forward to talking again on Monday. You take care.
All right, you bet. Have a good weekend as well.
You too.
Best in the business right there. Our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center appreciate them so much, and especially when they give us weather forecasts like that.
You know, that was such a guy thing to say. Seriously, how do you remember the weather last year this time?
I actually was this weekend, over the week, I was looking at some notes from last year because this is our anniversary week.
From the move. Okay.
And so I was looking at some of the notes, and I did see some of the things. And you're right, though. It is weird. I keep a lot of extensive notes, and it's a little ridiculous.
But fair enough when you tie it to an event. You know what I mean? Like, you remember it based on something. Okay, fine.
You got me more than I'd like to admit, though. We're going to get into baby names right now. And before that, we're going to get into kind of, well, when you grow up, what happens? It becomes an adult name. So, interesting list here, Terry. When considering names for your kid, you're probably not considering which names are sexy or anything like that. It's probably one of the last things
you're
thinking
of. Yeah, that's a little
weird. Yeah, incredibly, incredibly weird. So, the people at Love Honey, whatever that is, put together a list of the sexiest male and female names, mostly by reviewing the character names in hundreds of romantic movies and books.
Oh, okay.
I was wondering how they did
this. Really doesn't have anything to do with babies, per se, with names in general.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yes. We would not be doing that show, that segment. No, we ain't doing that one. But the sexiest names for men and women.
All right.
And they're really common ones, actually. Since it sounds like they were focusing on frequency, the sexiest names are most common ones, not necessarily unique ones. For men, Jack was number one.
Jack. Huh.
Followed by Nick. James.
If he says so himself.
It's on here. It's on the list. It's on here. Ben, Peter, and Joe.
Okay, you know what's weird about that?
Hmm.
All single
James.
Aside from James, they're all single syllable except for Peter.
Huh?
Isn't that interesting?
That is interesting. Weird, huh? Oh, maybe it's the syllable that is sexy. Maybe it's the single.
Maybe
syllable
it's like
is.
How it rolls off the tongue. I don't. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like I don't.
I think that how a name rolls off the tongue. I think you really are actually onto something with that.
Yeah.
That I do think. There's a reason why we tend to our names a lot of the time.
What was the last one?
Joe.
So why isn't it Joseph?
Yeah.
Or Joey. Yeah. Why is it Joe?
Why is it James and not Jim? Why is it Nick and not Nicholas?
Yeah.
I get you. Yeah, yeah. That's interesting. Huh. And for women, Mary is number one, followed by Rachel, Kate, Julia, Eva, Susan, Sophie, Mia, Julie, Bella, and Anna.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
I wouldn't have expected Mary to be the top one.
No, not at all.
Huh.
No. But yeah, and now with
Jack and Mary,
the female names feel like they're a little bit more all over the place. But like a lot of female names ending in a vowel,
you know,
but like a lot of names. But Interesting one. I wonder if the Anna counts with a lot of the, like, you know, Anna, like Anna middle name, like a lot of people were doing when we were growing up and everything.
Sure. Hmm. I love honey is who put this out. Is that what you said?
Yeah, yeah. I'm purposefully not looking that up. I
expected a little bit more, a little more seductive, kind of that throaty kind of.
Yeah. Harvey.
Yes, exactly. James.
That didn't hit the same. Didn't hit the James doesn't hit the same. Let's get a palate cleanser here. We got the baby names now is where we're going to go next. We got baby names. And actually,
Jack the top one?
No, thank God. Actually, we have to send a shout out to our own, the heart of WFHR, Pam Hilke, because Pam actually sent this list to us to kick this off.
And
I just grabbed another article to tie in with it and everything. So a big shout out to Pam. Thank you for this. We go to Wausau, Wisconsin. Naming a newborn is a key step in welcoming the littlest and latest addition to your family. There are thousands of names for parents to choose from, but in the end, each name given to a child is special and unique as it carries with them throughout their life. From January 1st to December 22nd, the Aspirus Health System welcomed 2,999 babies into the world.
That's awesome. Yeah.
A total of 1,556 different names were given to these newborns, and Aspirus has gathered the most popular baby names given throughout the system.
So this is fun. Totally local. Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, Midwest, yeah. And upper Wisconsin, yeah. Upper Michigan, too. I think they have hospitals.
We'll start here. We'll start here, and then we'll look at the national kind of list and everything. But here are the top baby names for 2022. For a boy, 24 kids were named Henry. 19 were named Oliver. And 17 were named Owen. The O words come in here. For a girl, Ella, Eleanor, and Olivia.
Ella and Eleanor?
Yeah.
Both?
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
That is very interesting. I've never seen that before.
And five of the six start with a vowel.
Yeah, yeah. And the O with the Oliver, Owen, and Olivia. Like, that just seems different to me, too. That is pretty cool. That is a very cool list. Thank you to Aspirus putting that out. Appreciate it. And, of course, big thank you to Pam sending me. I did not see that, so I appreciated her sending it to us. And then we have to get into the 10 baby name trends for 2023. Looking ahead here at this list and what's coming up ahead, necessarily.
I'm curious how they do this.
Yeah, some parents are bidding adieu to short, simple names in 23. In part, they're moving away from the restraint of years past, including pandemics, protocols, and clean design choices, according to Newberry.
So the pandemic made you have a shortened baby name?
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know, but... What's more, TV shows like Bridgerton and Wednesday sparked an interest in the fantasy of dark academia or different names, if you will, with beloved characters sporting names like Morticia and Francesca. Redmond said that we can expect to see a rise in gothic elaborate baby names like Amadeus, Cassiopeia, Octavius, some of those names. Old school baby names. The 80s have made a comeback. Nameberry calls it the Stranger Things effect, which is manifesting in everything from pop music to clothing, according to Redmond. The old school nostalgia may also show in baby names, with retro classics entering the playfield, like Blaine, Chrissy, Ferris, Janine, Marty, Richie, and Sloan.
Okay. Before Ferris Bueller, did you ever hear anyone named Ferris or Sloan?
No.
You ever heard a real person named that since?
No. And I don't know if I believe them if they told me. Like, okay, my name's Ferris.
I'm
like,
just
your
saying.
Name is not Ferris. Your name is not. Get out of here, man. Your name is not Ferris. coming out of a somewhat gloomy past few years, parents are seeking names that are anything but dull. In 23, it is all about positive energy, and Nameberry expects parents to choose sparky, glitzy names in the golden year. Apollo, Goldie, Marigold, Sunshine are some of the names that they're seeing. Neo-cowboy names are also on the rise, with Yellowstone, Outer Range, and some of these bigger westerns that have been about. Abbott, Beck, Rhett, Royal, Sayer, Wilder, some of these names.
Interesting.
Cross-cultural travel baby names are also really big because, of course, we're back to being able to travel again. So now with that influx, we're also having, they're seeing a rise in cross-continent babies. Babies that are a parent is from this continent and the parent is from this continent.
Okay.
And the baby comes to be. So you're going to get some really interesting names when you have that there. But as far as the cross-cultural thing, Gigi, Indy, Remy, Lenny, Nori, all big names. I've always liked the name Remy. I don't know why. I don't mind that. It sounds good. I like it. And Nori, I like that too.
That's cute.
I have not heard that one, but that is a great name. That's a good name. I like that, Nori. Though X is often difficult to incorporate into names, NameBerry predicts that the edgy letter will see a surge in popularity in 23. I will say, again, notes-wise, this was something they predicted for this year, too, and we didn't really see that pan out.
Yeah, I have a great nephew, and his name is Jackson, but it's J-A-X-O-N.
Yeah, I like that spelling. Mm-hmm. I like
cute.
That. Yeah. So Dixie, Felix, Huxley, Lexington, Maxine, and Onyx all are on the rise.
You know, some of these names, as I'm listening to you say them, I wonder, like, do these people actually think about that child has to have this name for their whole life?
Nope. I almost guarantee they think about it, but they don't. Because if you really thought about it, you would not name your kid Onyx. I'm sorry. You wouldn't do it. And then, of course, there is pop culture. A lot of names getting popular because of celebrities. So we have seen, like, a lot of people using just, you know, words like brave, divine, celestial, loyal, lucky, noble.
Celestial.
If you name your kid Lucky, just get a dog. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing naming your kid Lucky? Come on, man. That's a nickname, not a name. Name your kid Lucky. What are you doing? Newberry has been seeing a rise in grandfather names, but for girls. Those retro monikers are shorter and nickname-like, according to the website, but they also take on an edgy vibe, attesting to its generation's tendency to shake up expectations. So, like, for girls, they're saying, like, a girl named August, Billy, Drew, Frankie, Jude, Max, Stevie.
I think a lot of those, I mean, I've heard a lot girls with a lot of those names, but they're typically maybe nickname-ish or short for something else, right?
Maxine, like, Max.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Or I have always also thought that Charlie is cute for a girl.
Yeah, I do too. I have I think the youngest member of our Maloff family, Charlie, my sister's youngest. I really like that name. When she told me the name, I was just so excited.
Yeah, it's cute.
It's a good one. It's a classic, but it just fits this kid too. He's such a Charlie. He's such a little Charlie. I do like. I didn't think I would like some of these for girls, but I've since met girls with these names, and it does kind of fit. Like Frankie, I would never think, but I mean, she's a Frankie. I mean, that's her name. That's who she is. She's definitely a Frankie. Like, it's interesting how that works out. Blue-green baby names with a calming...
Like as in mold?
I guess, yeah. We're big on mold in 23. With a calming and natural association, blue-green names are predicted to take 2023 by storm. Many celebrity children have set the scene with these relaxing names, like Michael Bublé's daughter, Cello, to Adriana Liam's son, Cyan, C-Y-A-N?
Cyan.
Cyan, okay. So Caspian, Emerald, Forest, Navy, Rivers, Sapphire, all on the rise. Sapphire seems it's a pretty word, but I feel like you're really setting your kid up for some stuff on that one.
Yeah, not a fan.
I do like Rivers. I do like
I don't mind. Well, and we've heard River before, You know what I mean? Like, I don't think that that's as uncommon. Hmm.
It's an interesting list.
It really is.
I don't know, because there's the other thing that people are doing too, where they're mashing. We've been doing this with music for a long time, where they're mashing names up, like Braven, Brad, I don't know what the Aven is from, Karen, maybe.
Why?
Yeah, I don't. You're trying too hard, people. You really are. It's a name.
I don't know if you remember
it means
that.
Something, but a name is just a name.
Probably like 10 years ago, like baby names, it seemed like people were doing anything possible just to do something different.
Yes.
And that kind of reminds me of that mashup thing. Like, oh, we got to just change a couple of letters and we'll just go with that.
It doesn't. It just because it's different doesn't mean it's creative. Like
it doesn't mean it's good.
I don't feel like we have to say that almost every day. I don't know why, but it feels like we have to remind people. So the top baby names for girls in 2022, according to The Nation, you know, overall and everything. We went local, now we're going big. Olivia, number one.
And that was on our local.
Yeah. Emma, number two. Amelia, Ava, Sophie, Isabel, Luna, Mia, Charlotte, all on the list.
Those are nice.
Yeah, I like those. And Evelyn. Evelyn also.
I do like Luna. For
Luna's
some reason.
One of my all-time favorite names. Always going to be. Oh, it will always be one of my favorite names. And for boys, here we go, because I think this is the one and two last year. Liam and Noah.
No.
There's a lot more smarter parents out there. So Liam, Noah, Oliver, Elijah, Mateo, M-A-T-E-O. I think I'm saying that right. Lucas, Levi, Asher, James, and Leo.
Still on the list.
Still on the list.
I like Oliver.
I do, yeah.
I think of the boy ones. That's my favorite one.
I've always liked Elijah, and I like the way, you know, Noah's coming back around in some ways. I don't know. I hadn't heard that one in a long time, so I think that's a good one to have kind of coming back.
But don't you do this with some of these? Like, you hear a name, but you associate it to a person that
so
at
much.
Some point in time you knew, and it either is favorable in your mind or not so much.
You're so right.
You know what
that.
I mean? Yep. And then you sit there and you're like, maybe not.
Do I want to remember that person? No. We will take a break. We'll come back and get into our some celebrating. We got Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club right around the corner. And, of course, after Melissa's news, we will get into our Culver's Star of the Day, all coming up for you right here. Terry and James taking you through your morning at WFHR. It's time. Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club time. I don't recognize that one.
I was just going to say, I've been missing in action too long because I have not heard that one.
Seth's up in his game, he's working at it.
Actually, that one sounds a little throwback-ish too. He's trying to just convert us right back
to having
a little time warp.
More power to you, brother. I'm completely encourage you to do this. That's a good one. I like it. It is time for Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club, which means it's time to remind you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2. 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. You get there. Wish them a great day for all of us. And if you are celebrating birthday today, tomorrow, this weekend, anytime coming up, get on over there.
Get your free slice of pie.
Mm-hmm. Terry, we got a nice list today. We got only one name on Sunday, but otherwise we got tons of opportunities for people coming up here. I got four names today, and I got four tomorrow.
Wow.
So give me a 1-4 once.
I'm doing 3.
Okay.
And 2.
All right. And let me see here. All right. There we go. That gives us our qualifiers. We can get right into the celebrating. So let's go ahead and do that. And first up on our list is Patty Urban.
Happy birthday, Patty.
Patty, wishing you a great birthday. Hope it's a good one for you. Enjoy your day. We also want to wish a very happy birthday to Amy Sunday.
Happy birthday.
Amy, have a great day. Hope it's a good one for you. And also a very happy birthday to Sherry Rose.
Happy birthday.
Sherry, enjoy your day. We hope it's a great one for you. And celebrate all weekend long, Sherry.
So, and, you know, yeah. You know, maybe at the beach.
Yeah. Ooh, that sounds good. I'll meet you there. That sounds great. And our qualifier today, celebrating a birthday, Adam Urban.
Happy birthday, Adam.
That sounds a little familiar.
So is there a connection?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Patty is Adam's mom.
Nice.
So we started with the Urbans, we end with the Urbans. And again, congratulations to Adam Urban, who is our qualifier for today.
Very cool. Happy birthday, all.
And then looking at Sunday, we've got first up, happy birthday to Suzanne Berg.
Happy birthday.
Suzanne, enjoy your day. Also, a happy birthday to Hannah Jean.
Happy birthday.
Hope you enjoy your day, Hannah. Carly Copen, happy birthday.
Wow, we are full of birthdays today.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Cool.
Nice.
Happy birthday.
And a very happy birthday to Kelly Liska, who is our qualifier for tomorrow. Enjoy, Kelly. It's awesome. Have a great birthday, Kelly. And then we have one more birthday on the list for Sunday. Very happy birthday to Amber Fate.
Happy birthday.
Amber has joined us on the airwaves. Actually, she joined us on Director's Cut. There, her and we had a couple of the members from the SpongeBob musical on. That was, they were our first guests on Director's Cut. Amber is awesome. We worked. You know, we would do script reading during the, especially during the quarantine. And I think we kept each other sane some nights because we had this to focus on, just, you know, two actors who just like to act but had no opportunity to. We would go over these scenes and go over scripts and everything. And it was a lot of fun. It was really, she is such a good choreographer, good actor. And among all the, as good as she is at those things, the support that she is as a friend, as a human being, just a great person.
Like, that's awesome.
Enjoy your day, Amber. Hope it's a great one for you.
Happy birthday to all. Get on over to Misty's Menu and enjoy your free slice of pie. And, you know, today is Fish Fry Friday, so check that out, too.
Nice reminder. Taking a look at our celebrity list, the wonderful, the fearless, the amazing Kate McKinnon is 39. She just wrapped up her run at SNL. Last season was her last season at Saturday Night Live. So I gotta imagine we're gonna be seeing her in a lot more movies and TV shows because she was already in a bunch of stuff. And when she was having that huge schedule that is working Saturday Night Live, I don't think people understand the time commitment and what that does to your career.
That you're not just showing up for,
Even Pete Davidson wasn't just showing up. I mean, that kid was pretty, you know, loose at times, but even he was dedicated to the craft. And that, you know, it's not an easy gig. Happy 39th to Miss McKinnon. I really adore her. She's something. Eddie Redmayne is 41. Newt Scamander in the Fantastic Beasts movies. Also won an Oscar playing Stephen Hawking in The Theory of Everything. One of the greatest acting performances I've ever seen in my life. I get goosebumps thinking about it. There's only been a couple of times I have been fooled by somebody that I did not realize that they were not, you know, handicap or did not have a mental disability or something. We forget this, but this What's Eating Gilbert Grape? Mm-hmm. The Johnny Depp movie back in the day. Juliette Lewis was in, or somebody else was in it too.
I think she might be, yeah.
But there was also a very, very young Leonardo DiCaprio in it. And it's still maybe the greatest acting performance I've seen of him, and arguably the greatest acting performance I've seen of somebody with a disability who does not have a disability. I genuinely thought he had a disability. Like, that's how good he was as a kid watching it and everything.
Yeah, I agree.
I did not know him before seeing him play Stephen Hawking. It was the first time I saw him. And I really wondered, like, is there something there? Or you know, because it just was, you see the evolution of Stephen when he is walking upright, and then, of course, when he gets to the wheelchair. And you get a really good idea of one of the greatest minds in human history. Let's see here. Gabrielle Reese is 53. I'm just looking at this list.
No, I love it. We're sticking with our normal theme as the list is thin when I'm here.
Yep. Gabrielle Reese is 53. She's a sort of great athlete. Here we go. Norman Reedus. That's what I wanted to know. Norman Reedus, my guy. 54 for Daryl on The Walking Dead. You also remember him as one of the brothers in the Boondock Saints. Norman Reedus doesn't act a whole lot, but when he does, he just hits the mark every time and does such a good job of bringing this character to life, whatever it might be. He's a great...
The dead character to life?
Yeah, yes. Okay. Bringing them to life.
Just wondering.
Thank you. That was good.
I've never seen it, so can't really contribute.
I would actually recommend Boondock Saints before I would recommend The Walking Dead to people. Howie Long is 63, one of my favorite football players of all time. Loved Howie Long. Just grit grind, one of those football players. I did not even know what Howie Long looked like standing up for the longest time because I always saw him in the twofold right there and everything. A great player. And, of course, his son's going on to play in the game and everything, too.
And is he's still commentating, isn't he?
Yeah. So Bill Cowher's birthday was the other day, and it's been 16 years since Bill Cowher coached the Pittsburgh
Steelers.
Seriously? That's crazy. I saw that.
Oh, I wouldn't have guessed that.
No, I wouldn't have believed it.
We haven't really aged.
No, we have not. No. That just hit home, didn't it? Mr. Bean is 68. Rowan Atkinson is 68 today. Happy 68th birthday to Rowan Atkinson. God bless him. That's a funny man right there. He's funny. Can't be easy doing a gig like that, but he makes it look at that way. He makes it look that way. Let's see here. Lou Holtz is 86, former Notre Dame football coach and ESPN analyst.
And very, very good motivational speaker, actually.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
He and his books are really good. I've very touched by him, hearing him speak a couple times, and I don't know. I really felt a connection there. Like, he's really good.
I always admire it. No matter what else I can take from a person, I do always admire when somebody has a bit of a speech impediment or something, and they do not let that hold them back. I mentioned earlier before when I first moved to Wisconsin, I had a problem with S's and Z's, and I took a speech class at Humke, and the lady helped me so much, and I don't know if I'd even be doing this job, let alone acting or anything, how I would be without those. That's nothing compared to a stutter or something that's much harder to deal with. I don't want to make them sound like they're the same. But Lou Holtz, if you've heard him speak, has a bit of a slur, a little bit of a lisp,
yeah.
A little bit. And, has always, like, I've heard him make fun of it. I've heard him, like, you know, play with it and everything. And I do admire that quite a bit.
I really like him.
And some people no longer with us, like the great John Singleton, born on this day in 1968, passed away way too young in 2019. Director of Boys in the Hood, Too Fast, Too Furious, Redwood, so many great movies John Singleton directed. And Malcolm Young, born on this day in 1953, passed away in 2017. Former AC/DC guitarist who had been suffering from dementia for many years. Let's see, Earl Scruggs, born on this day in 1924, passed away in 2012. Country Music Hall of Famer and amazing banjo player. Amazing banjo player. Earl Scruggs could really make that thing go. The Ballad of Jed Clampett, of course, he sang. So, some others that he's known for, I think.
Sorry, I'm still stuck back on AC/DC. AC/DC fan. And so I'm just like, that here. I've just got this rattling around in my head.
Yeah, and it was a shame. I think that it's pretty interesting how Malcolm Young, when he passed, one of the things that he was mainly wanted people to take from that his passing was not his music, but the bringing attention to dementia.
Yeah.
I really respect that. I think that's pretty cool. One more time, a very happy birthday to Patty Urban, to Amy Sunday, to Sherry Rose, and to, of course, our qualifier today, Adam Urban. And for Saturday, happy birthday, Suzanne Berg, Hannah Jean, Carly Copen, and our qualifier for Saturday, Kelly Liska, and a very happy birthday to Amber Fate. Have a great one, all of you. Enjoy your day and treat yourself.
And hopefully somebody is spoiling you rotten.
Yes, hoping every one of you are getting spoiled today and this weekend.
Have a wonderful birthday.
Mm-hmm. Enjoy yourself, and enjoy Melissa's news, then get on over to Misty's Menu. Treat yourself. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week, and 9041 Steadyway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends at Culver's as we are about to play you a 80s TV theme song.
All right.
That's the theme right now. We're going to be doing some 80s theme songs for a little while here to kick off the new year.
I've been thinking of some, so I'm curious if you're going to play one I know.
We'll probably eventually will. There's a handful of ones that I definitely want to get to, but I wanted to start it off with a tough one, but I do have a backup in case.
What? It's that hard that you have to have a backup?
It's kind of cruel. It wasn't so much that as I know it's one we haven't done. And honestly, we've been doing this. I was looking again at our notes.
Are we at like 3 years?
At least. It's been at least 3 years we've been doing this. And that's a lot of TV shows. That's a lot of movies. That's a lot of quotes. Because remember, we started with quotes.
Yeah.
And then we kind of went to theme songs and that. And we've just been having fun with these. So let's go ahead and dive right in. Get ready to call 424-2600. If you get this right, or let's be honest, you get close enough, you'll win two concrete mixers, two value baskets from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. We say a good morning to our great, great friends over at the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. Love our friends at Culver's.
I mean, unless it's apples or oranges, then that's not close enough.
Yes, yes. Let's go ahead and play this for them, Terry. Go ahead. Get ready to play. Get the 80s stuck in your head and go down that nostalgia lane with this one.
Sometimes the world looks perfect. Nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just
give the audience a little bit of a hint. Balky.
You know what's funny? I recognize the tune, mm-hmm. and when you say that, that helps me, but I don't know if I would ever have come up with the name of the show.
No, that's why I have a backup.
Oh, somebody's got it.
Let's see here. Let's go ahead and take a list. Let's see if we have somebody. Go ahead, give us your answer. Oh, sorry. Give us your answer.
Would that be Taxi?
No, but good guess. Nice guess. I do appreciate the guess and a nice reference. I love the TV show Taxi. That was great. All right, let's give this just another little, give another 30 seconds here. See if anybody gets it. But yeah, Balky, I thought was a good reference.
Yeah, me too. I just don't know. Like I said, I don't know if I would have been able to muster up the name of it.
I'll tell you this too. They could never do this show nowadays. I don't think they could do this show anymore.
The setting. Where is the setting? Chicago?
Yeah, I think it's in Chicago. Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is in Chicago. Of course it is. Yeah, it is. Yeah. The two. Yeah, you had the fish out of water thing.
Kind of the main characters is two men.
Yeah. Okay, well, yep. All right. I was just about to give it. Let's see if we got some here. Let's go ahead. Good morning. What's your answer?
Hello, Perfect Strangers.
Hey, yay! Nice job.
Hey, all right. Thank you so much. Oh, that was great.
Thanks for the clue. Bucky did it.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, good. I didn't want to stump everybody, but I did want to. So many theme songs have the name in the title.
Good point. Vocalize it as they're singing? Yeah.
I wanted to do Hee Haw. I wanted to use Hee Haw's theme because it's great and it's memorable and everybody knows it. But they say Hee Haw right away in the title.
Except James's theme of 2023 is difficult.
Yes, apparently, yes. not for our first one, though. No, not for our first
here we go.
Today. Sir, what's your name?
Bill.
Bill, thank you so much for listening and playing along, Bill. Did you other than the Balky thing, did you feel okay about that? We're like, oh, I remember that show.
Actually, it was kind of fuzzy. I
it's a long time ago.
It's kind of fuzzy for me too, Bill. I promised you that. Bill, thank you so much. What town are you calling us from?
Out in Grand Rapids.
All right. Got ourselves a Grand Rapids winner. It's been a while. That's awesome. Bill, we appreciate you listening, playing along so very much. You are our newest star of the day. Hang on the line. I'm going to get you my agent's information. We appreciate you listening and playing along, Bill.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you in just a second here. We'll catch up with Phil, and we'll get some information from him, our newest star of the day.
Congratulations, Bill.
We'll be back with more fun. A big shout out to our friends at Culver's, though. Visit your Culver's. You got one near you.
That was really hard.
Yeah, yeah.
You're mean.
They'll get easier. It's the 80s and stuff. They'll get easier. We'll be back with more fun here on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. A big thank you to everybody that got us birthdays and anniversaries, to those that called in for the star of the day. Thank you so much for making this hour so much fun. You
yeah,
guys.
Congratulations. Bill,
big shout out to you.
You know what? And thanks to our other caller for taking a guess.
Yeah, I liked it.
We appreciate that.
I really liked it. That was really good. It was wonderful. I really appreciate that. Appreciate everybody, and a big shout out, of course, to our sponsors, to Misty's, to Culver's, to everybody.
You know, and we probably have to go now because it's a 4-hour work day.
Yes, that's right. That's right. So we're out of here, everybody. Have a great day. No, we got to get to this. I've been waiting to get to this one. Should these 11 things be left in 2022 or allowed to go on?
All right.
The new year is a great time to reboot, and one website is asking which cultural trends should continue on into 2023 and which should be left in the past. So here we go. Charcuterie boards. It's number one on the list. Charcuterie boards.
See, now I like those because I am a snacker and a grazer. So I like the idea of just kind of, you know, finger foods. And actually, I like to make them.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I think it's fun.
I've only had used one or two of them before. I love them. I'm a snacker and a grazer too.
Well,
and I like those kind of things.
And ever since we talked with our friend Allison Dairyland, I'm adding the butt, like I'm doing the butter board.
Right.
But to me, that's still a charcuterie board. Although I think charcuterie is supposed to be meat and cheese, but still.
And they didn't. It's interesting they bring that up in this list, that butter boards were not brought up, and they thought that would be one of the things that wasn't. But people loving the butter board thing.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I didn't know that would be such a big trend. That's caught on like wildfire. That's a really popular one. Parting your hair to one side.
Are we being real right now?
73% said it should continue. Of course it should.
What?
How ridiculous. What a ridiculous thing. Like, I will admit, I've never, this is my dad's fault. You'll never see me part my hair. For one, my hair don't do that. My hair goes out like Bozo or Krusty the Clown or something like that. But also my dad, like my first 10 years of existence, I had to comb my hair back.
You were
back.
A slicker?
I had to slick it
all
back.
All right.
Jimmy, I can't get your dang hair back. It's so dang curly and nappy. You get so frustrated trying to get my father was this close to putting Activator in my hair when I was a kid.
See?
To get it to straighten and
thus,
go back.
Thus the ponytail.
Yep.
So I think this is a weird thing to be on this list, but I mean, I would think of other hair trends,
yeah,
right?
You know, yeah,
think about like perms
trends.
And highlighting, you know, like all of that kind of thing. But I think isn't this trend-wise kind of driven by middle school girls?
All trends.
I mean,
all trends are they're started by middle school girls. Yes, yes. All of them. We catch on to them, and by the time that they get to us as adults, they are not cool anymore.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
I don't know about that one. That seems awfully weird to me. I will say this, though. I do think and I don't know what I'm talking about, obviously, but I do think the trend of the mullet's got to go back. Go back, put the mullet back.
You're saying go away.
Yes. It came back, and I thought it was kind of funny and nostalgic for a little bit there and everything, seeing these high schoolers and college seniors with a mullet or whatever. Now it's played out.
Yeah, I don't think it's going yet, though.
Oh, no, I don't think so, but I do think it has played out. Like, it's lost whatever charm it had.
Yeah. And so the hair parting thing, I mean, maybe they're just trying to say we should go back to, because you remember when it was a middle part.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, like everyone parted in the middle, and then like girls would do barrettes on each side or feathered hair or something.
I didn't think of that.
So maybe that's, you know, thinking it should go back, but weird.
Using the term Karen, 57% said that it can continue to be a thing. However, it isn't really nice to people who are actually named Karen.
Okay. First of all, I don't think it's going to, I think it's just a slang. Like I don't think we can just say it's going to go away.
Yeah. Because
I don't think it's going to.
I don't.
But at the same, and really just get over it.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, there's a lot of things like that. I think that they only affect you as much as you let them affect you.
Now, I understand my name is not Karen, so it's easy for me to say get over it. But really.
Yeah, I don't know.
If you have a Karen in your life, be nice to her.
Yeah. I have an Aunt Karen who's wonderful.
Don't
I love my Aunt Karen.
You know?
Yeah.
Don't use the slang.
Yeah, and she's not a quote Karen either. I do feel bad because if your name is Karen, is there a shorter name of Karen? There's not really a short abbreviation of Karen. And I would think you could go to that.
Oh, like switch. Like maybe you could go to K or something. But like
Crocs. Good luck. Good luck. The rebirth is real. 52% of people want them to stay. I guarantee you that number is higher. People that I know, I've never worn a pair of Crocs in my life, never even tried a pair. But everybody I know that has a pair, they swear by them, they love them, and they will back them to the end of time.
So back in the day, when they were just, I mean, literally just kind of getting their legs, we sold them at Yonkers when I worked there.
Oh, wow. That
and
far
so,
back?
Oh, yeah. Oh, and that was, and I've been gone from there 15 years. But so I'd say it'd be about 20 years.
Okay.
And so we did a promotion with the employees, and we said, because we had a pretty professional dress code.
Yeah.
And so we said, if you would like to purchase a pair of Crocs, you can wear them to work.
Oh.
Right? Like, you know, you could have casual footwear, nice. And people loved that. And so anyway, I bought a pair. And it was hilarious. So then when Crocs are kind of starting to get bigger and my girls have them, and I fish mine out, you know, because I had just gotten the plain old black ones. And they're like, you have Crocs? And I'm like, oh, sister, I had Crocs when Crocs weren't cool, you know.
Right.
But now there's so many variations. Now the lined ones, you know, there's fleece lined ones. And there's so many. It's kind of like Hey Dudes.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. And it had to feel so good to pull those Crocs
out. It was very funny.
Oh, God. I bet it felt good, though,
and too. And then every once in a while, whose Crocs do you have on? I'm like, mine. You know, they're like...
It's awesome. Pumpkin spice stuff. 49% 49% of people said that they are not ready to give it up yet. I wonder how quickly the companies will realize when it does happen, if they will be on board or they'll realize it. Because I feel like usually companies are like a year late to these things.
But, I mean, they would be making all their decisions sales trend driven. So, I mean, if people are still buying it, and I think I don't know. I don't mind the pumpkin spice. I'm not like a gangbuster pumpkin spice person.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember when I sent you that picture of the dog treats that were pumpkin spice?
Yes.
It's like, whoa, we've gone to a new level. But I don't know. I think it's fine.
Gender reveal parties. And I would just like to add, just as abbreviation, or like in parentheses, dangerous ones. Like, okay, I don't think anybody has a huge problem with gender reveal parties. I think this needing to top each other and like, I'm going to shoot it out of a can.
Oh, so you don't need an exploding cake?
Yeah, right. Yeah, like anything like that. Like things that cause earthquakes, for God's sake. Like,
I don't know. I think some of that's just gotten a little crazy.
Yeah.
Just to be really honest. It's fine. I mean, I don't know. Like if I was invited to one, it would have to be somebody like I'm really close to, like, you know, like a family member or something. I don't know. I'm indifferent to it. But I will say that some of those things have just gotten so crazy. Like bachelor and bachelorette parties now. I mean, I don't know. We just went to a couple bars and whatever. And now you have to go to Nashville for 3 nights. Yeah, or you do, like, you know, like, wow, we're really taking this to an extreme, you know?
Not everything seems to be, you know, knocked up to a 10. And it doesn't make sense to me.
And expensive.
Yeah.
You know?
That's what doesn't make sense to me about it.
It's crazy.
You would think we'd be being more practical with a lot of these things. I wonder if that's a generational thing. I wonder if it's an age thing. I wonder if it's just everybody. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm with you on this.
And, you know, and maybe in some cases, just not in the people that I'm, you know, closest to. And maybe in some cases, these gender reveal parties have maybe replaced the baby shower.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because, like, that was always a thing for us and in our family, that you have, for your first child, you have a baby shower. And that's kind of where you get all your big stuff. See, you know, your stroller, your, you know, whatever. Well, so maybe this is kind of taking the place of that.
If that's the case, then I'm...
Then all good.
I'm all in on it. Yeah, I'm all in favor of it. Because, boy, baby showers are a lifesaver.
But you can just food color the cupcakes. You don't actually have to...
You don't have to have exploding cupcakes. You don't have to... Plus, I
should figure that out.
I actually, when I think about it, we didn't know about my son. We didn't know what sex he would be. We did with my daughter, my youngest daughter. I kind of liked not knowing. I kind of thought it was fun.
Yeah, we
it was
didn't know with
part
our first.
Of it and everything.
How would you make an exploding cupcake? Would you use like a? See, now I'm on this. Like, would you use a firecracker as the candle?
Absolutely.
And then you light it, and it just goes.
Yep. Yep, absolutely.
That would be kind of fun.
I'm doing that this weekend.
And
probably.
In the event that you put a drop of food coloring of each and it explodes purple, then what?
Oh, yes. That's what I would love to
do. And do you still do pink and blue? I mean, this has gotten...
No, I want to do a gender reveal party and what explodes is like a turquoise. And like just let everybody like, what? I don't understand. Like, oh, you don't understand? Just make them feel like they're foolish for not knowing what sex it is. Like, what? You don't know what turquoise is? Everybody knows turquoise.
Yeah. I think I'm just... Staying away.
I do like the idea of. I also have heard one other thing about this that I don't hear anybody really reporting on and talking about. A number of times this has happened where, in the last couple of years, especially since the pandemic, that they're wrong. That the gender that they get from the doctor is wrong and stuff, which happens all the time.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, a variety of things, right? But just how early was that ultrasound? Like, can you really tell?
Yeah.
You know, maybe you have an acrobat in there and it's really just a finger it's not, you know, I mean, mm-hmm. But yeah, you're never 100% sure till the day. Yeah. But I don't know. I guess it's just another fun, gimmicky thing that people enjoy.
I love the idea of young parents. I don't care if it's your first child or your second or third or whatever. I love the idea of young parents having something like this to do. And
being so excited
aspect.
About it.
Yeah, I love that part
and
of it.
And gathering people. Because how often, you know, as we get older, how mm-hmm. often do we get together with family? Funerals and weddings.
Yeah.
Well, there's only so many of those. And unfortunately, more of the funerals. You mm-hmm. know, so I don't know. I think it is a good... But it just hasn't caught on to in my circle, I guess.
But I do like the party aspect. I just don't like the whole needing to up the, you know, and, one top the Joneses
and
thing.
Then it's, and, you know, so, okay, so you go in for your ultrasound and then you're like, yeah, could you mail those results to my cake decorator at, you know, at this bakery? Because, like, I don't want to know until I cut the cake. There's that whole aspect. Like, who knows in between?
Yeah. I remember when my ex, when they gave her the paperwork about my daughter. And she's like, do you want it? We were debating the whole ride home. Do we look at it? Do we not? And all this and everything. And how, like that, it might as well have been nuclear documents, mm-hmm. you know, the way that was. I couldn't imagine trying to transfer that to a, I mean, I don't know how that works. I really don't know how that works.
This is a good business opportunity for us.
Yeah, I think so. I think you're onto something. I will take care of the exploding cupcakes.
James, gender reveal parties by James.
James, gender reveal parties are what everybody's talking
about. That does
about.
Not sound good.
Doesn't sound very good at all. Classic movie remakes. Only 22% are still interested in seeing them.
Yeah.
And they're lying to themselves. Nobody wants to see them. If you want to see the classic movie, just go ahead and
watch
the classic
it.
Movie.
Yeah.
They're saying, do it for the gram. Yes, please stop doing that. Please.
I don't even know that.
This was popular when Instagram first got popular, so that shows you how old it is. Instagram has been around for quite a while
got
now
it.
And everything.
Yeah, I was lost on that one.
Listening to audio on your phone in public without headphones or earbuds. I don't care.
It can go.
I firmly believe some people are doing this just because they want to seem like I'm
important.
Listening. Yeah. Look what I'm listening to.
Or when you have to do speak to text when there's all these other people around.
Yeah.
I mean, I get that it is way easier. And if you have to do something long or you're just, but really, then step away from
this used to happen in the city all the time on the L train, and it was always this guy talking about a meeting that's important, and I don't care, and blah, 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 and this and this, and I'll have your head, and all this. And I guarantee that there was probably half the time nobody on the other end. These people just wanted to seem important.
It's just, yeah, well, I think that one can go.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that definitely can. We'll take a break right here. When we come back in the 9 o'clock hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you. Got some fun stories I wanted to touch on with Terry there. And also got some information for you about stuffed animals. Want to touch on that one. Good stories of the day, that ain't right stories, and plenty more. We'll probably catch up with our United Way as well. Do want to remind everybody, we got Great Morning Magazine coming up today. We had part one. We're going to welcome in Representative Scott Krug.
Nice.
That'll be at 10:05. Always good to talk to Scott. And in part two, Connie Tomsky-Fayville from Friends of Rapids Music are going to join us. Connie hasn't been on with us for a little while.
Yeah, I was going to say she was here with us in the morning a while back, but otherwise I haven't heard her. So awesome.
That'll be fun to catch up with them. And that'll be coming up in the 10 o'clock block. So from 10 to 11, be listening for Morning Magazine right here at WFHR. Coming up the last hour of the morning show here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.